Lifestyle.com.
Welcoming you to another hour of America tonight. It's a big month, 1 month to go before the elections. And the elections, of course, are local, statewide, and on a national scale. New president, same president. Will we see different members of the House and the Senate? Well, that's all up to you, but exciting times. Let's see if we see some good flips in the right direction. A lot of people are questioning whether Obama has lost his edge because of the performance in the first debate. The second one is the 16th, so he has some practice time. That's in a couple of weeks at Hofstra University, and it's about foreign affairs. But he's getting clobbered as far as the first time out. You know how many people watched that debate? 67.2 million Americans tuned in. Wow. So people were curious. They wanted to see. Otherwise, that number would be much smaller. The debates for the Republicans show that people want to see this kind of stuff. But who knew that we would see those kind of numbers? Those are blowout numbers. And I think the second one could be the same thing, but will have an effect on the election. Romney is taking full advantage of it and talking about the stumbles and the jumbles by the press. Eventually that will slip away because he has to focus on what it is he's trying to do. The president, in the meantime, got sort of good news. The jobs report comes out at the tail end of last week. 7.8%, not a great number, but it's the number that he started with in January of 2009, and it's at least officially less than the 8.3% or at 1.10% unemployment, even though to me that's a false number, because how many people are underemployed or how many people just flat out give up and they're not even part of the equation? I think that number is pretty significant. But at least for the wide reporting of it, and officially the labor statistics show 7.8%. And, of course, all the president's men want to see that number or a smaller number to help push the message that things are getting better. So my question to you is, 1 month from now, will there be a moving truck in front of the White House? And if you're not a Romney fan, is there anything that he could do in this short amount of time to prove that he is capable to you of being the president of the United States? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, we got a small window here, and you can do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. That's how you can ring in and be a part of the action. Well, in looking at last week, as I said, and the debates, full advantage is being taken not just by Mitt Romney, but also by his tag team partner, the VP on the card, Paul Ryan, who said that finally, a month before the election, people are getting to see the real Mitt, and that the Republican presidential nominee is starting to look a lot like Ronald Reagan. And he said, at several stops, didn't Mitt Romney knock it out of the park? Here, he is taking a break from all of it, sipping cider and looking for some of those orange things that grow in the ground.
So this is a nice break from debate prep, I imagine.
Very nice. We do this every year. We go out, pick out our pumpkins, then we draw them, and then we cut them up, and we have our jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lanterns. I was never very good at that. Can anybody out there carve a pumpkin? Oh, I don't care what tools they gave me. I could never get all that crap out of the inside of the pumpkin. As much as I like pumpkin pie and even pumpkin seeds, forget about it if I had to carve it. All right, speaking of carving it up, Robert Gibbs on the defense and perhaps a little bit on the offense decided that instead he was going to wash away the Romney gains and talk about that it was a bunch of nonsense, and that if Romney's the guy, Wall Street's just going to run hog wild.
The only thing he outlined that he would cut in the budget is Big Bird. You know, he's taken the battle straight to Sesame Street and let Wall Street run hog wild.
There you go. The whole Big Bird thing was kind of funny, and that was had to do with PBS and cuts and whatever. The real reality is it's pretty much down to the wire. Most handicappers would say this. I'll say that from all the Washington insiders I know, to get a handle on this, it depends on who you talk to, but they're kind of singing the same song. Maybe the Democrats are doing that not to be jinxing the president. Or maybe they really, truly believe that this is not going to be that big of a gap between Obama and Romney, that, in fact, is going to be a lot closer, maybe too close for comfort. He ran for president. He's looking at the polls. Newt Gingrich kind of thinks the same thing.
This campaign is going to go down to the end, I think. It's going to be one of the most interesting campaigns in American history. And I think you're going to see it go back and forth some over the next week.
Yeah, so are we going to see this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? So the Romney-Ryan campaign is certainly energized. They got a little bit of a boost. That's what happened in that debate. And the Democrats are relying on Joe Biden, because they didn't get much of a boost in Friday's job report, just a little bit. And now Joe Biden gets to make his appearance against Paul Ryan. What do you think? Do you think Paul Ryan is going to do the thump job on Joe Biden that, honestly, Romney did on Barack Obama, who seemed as though he didn't want to be there? That's pretty much would be my takeaway. He didn't want to be anywhere near that debate, and he was right in the middle of it, and it showed up, and that's why when there were that many people watching, it was damaging. But how damaging, you know, we don't know till everybody goes to the polls, and how much stock do they put in these debates, or do people already know who they're voting for? And, of course, it's already early voting. So the next presidential debate is October 16th. Thursday's VP showdown, though, that's this week in Danville, Kentucky. That's a major one. Do you think Ryan is going to be the pursuer, or is he going to be the one being pursued? I think he's going to be the one being pursued because he has certainly a gift of gab, and he can be pretty glib, and I think he'll be able to hold his own against Joe Biden. But Joe Biden isn't necessarily slouch either. As much as he has foot-in-mouth disease, when he's come up with the goods, you got to admit it, he can do that. He did that at the Democratic convention. So this Thursday debate between Biden and Ryan could be pretty saucy. Last time around with Biden and Sarah Palin, there really wasn't much of a debate. It was more like show and tell kind of on both of their parts. I think this one will be a lot saucier. You know, you may see some fur fly. And who knows if that number, I don't know that you're going to get 67 million, but I still think you could get a pretty chunky number. So enough people will be tuned in that without a doubt, Romney is going to want to have his people watch what Ryan's doing so the Republicans can get some of that runoff if Ryan does thump Joe Biden, which I think he'll win the debate. If he thumps him, I'm not so sure, but I think he'll win the debate. If you want to chime in, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Just back from Ireland, I talked to genealogist Michael Byrne about looking up your family ancestry. It's so huge, no matter if you're Irish or from wherever you're from. People always, you get to a point where you want to know, well, where do we come from? What were the original people like? And that has become a huge industry in every shape and form. I mean, really, it has. So funny, when I was in Ireland, they sell so many coats of arms. I talked to a guy in his story. He's a cool guy. He's like a drummer in a band, and we started having this conversation. And I asked him, hey, when do you close your store? And you know what he said to me? He's like, whenever I feel like it. I get so many customers that, sometimes I just feel like playing, so I just close down. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, that's a good living, buddy. If all these Americans come over and they want the coat of arms, good for you. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Oh, I've been breaking my arm, patting myself on the back after that little debate.
It wasn't even a contest. Obama looked like he was just not even there.
He's got the dope smoker mindset.
He blew it from that end. There's no question. He wasn't there. Absolutely. He wasn't there. He's in a different place. And he really stumbled at the end. You're supposed to be able to wrap things up, and he couldn't do that very well.
He's done. He doesn't want to play anymore. And this Joe Biden, Ryan debate. debate's going to be. Ryan's going to make him look like Ned in the first reader.
Yeah, you think he'll eat his lunch because he's a good debater, no doubt.
Yeah, Joe's just because you're yelling at him doesn't make you right. That's what Joe's going to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that that's an old trick about trying to raise your voice, but the problem is that Ryan is very deft at running circles around people. That's why he's been elected so many times and at such a young age. So he's going to be pretty tough for Biden. I agree. Yeah. Yep.
Welcome back anyway. We missed you out here, and we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Pete, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Glad to be back home. It was great in Ireland, though. It was fun to see just how the Irish live. And I'll tell you what, they have mega struggles financially, just like we're having. The people of Ireland were telling me, lots of different people that I talked to from all different walks of life, from taxi cab drivers to people who worked in corporations to people who work for the government, that the thing that they thought was good is the fact that they got plenty of time off. So they would get these holidays, and they had like 10 holidays, and they would get 4 to 5 weeks vacation. Everybody got at least 4 weeks vacation. Nobody started a job and said, oh, you're going to work, you're getting 2 weeks vacation. They all get at least 4 to 5, and that is a huge number, plus all the holidays. And their holidays are different than ours. Except for Christmas, they have Boxing Day, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day is still a big celebratory day over there. St. Stephen's Day is a big day. And then a few others mixed in between. But the 42% taxes, crippling, and they're talking about making them higher, so it could be up to 50%. They're not sure what they'll be, but they know they're going to be higher with the situation that Ireland's in. They're in trouble. And they're part of that whole euro thing. So with the euro the way it is, that's tanking everywhere. Not just people look at Greece and what happened in Greece, but it's not just what's happening in Greece. It's happening in so many other spots. And I mentioned that thing about the coat of arms and looking up family history. And I had a chance to do that. And as I said, that's coming up next with Michael Byrne. I think you'll find his conversation interesting. This is like the last of the lot from Ireland, and we saved him for when we got back. So while you're sitting there freezing and you're under the covers and listening to it, it's not just the Irish, like I said, that are tracing back their family roots. So I did a little thing. I got a little thing on the Delaneys, and you look at the coat of arms, and there's like red, and then there's a lion, and they talk about the name Delaney originally appearing in Gaelic, and that the word means black and slain, which I have heard before, or slainy, and it refers to the river Slainy and the Irish race. And you see this when you go to Ireland, it's famous for their BSers, their pint drinkers, their poets, their scholars, their playwrights, authors, that kind of stuff. And that they say that the name of Delaney historically, as it was compiled, was made up of a lot of different things, a lot of different kinds of people, and that the name, the legend, is that we ultimately all descend from some of the ancient kings of Ireland, and the Delaney name is ultimately no different than that. How about that? So then they go on to say, you ready for this? I saved the best for last. Please don't tune out because you're going to hear this. At least one of the named Delaneys, they say, arrived as convicts in the 1700s. Yes, convicts, including John from London. Oh, and there's a John Delaney in my family, so let's hope it's not the same John Delaney. Hey, I mentioned the cold. You know, I haven't talked much about Mother Nature lately, but I wanted to throw this out there. It was a chilly weekend when I came home. For people living in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. But not just in Texas. If you look at a map, I was looking at a weather map, And I was surprised, maybe because I'm still thinking, hey, this is October, the beginning of October, but people are across the states in the Midwest, etc., are seeing this Arctic blast that's moving in from Canada, and we're having some record lows. They're even talking about snow from the plains to the Great Lakes. So could be getting snow. If you haven't gotten the snow already, it might be happening soon. In the West, in the Midwest, they got some snow already. Obviously in Canada, they did. Snow is good when you don't have to slosh out in it. Snow is brutal when you have to contend with it and have to get to work no matter what. If you get a day off from school, that's a bonus. If you're a kid and you get the day off from school, you love snow. When I was a kid, I loved snow because if we even got an inch or two, I'm telling you, they would anything to close the school. And it was great. When you're a kid and you just see some flakes and you see that they're sticking and you know there's enough time before school, oof. You know that it's going to happen. Hugo Chavez obviously knew it was going to happen for him, as I kind of seg from Mother Nature for a second to a force of a different sort. Do you believe it? 14 years and counting. He's got to be the most dominant guy in Latin American history anyway. The 58-year-old Chavez took 54.42% of the vote. So the socialist president wins re-election. I'm thinking there might be some stuffing of the ballot box going on for him to win again. You got to think that, right? Yeah, that's the first thing I thought when I heard that, anyway. And be careful out there as we bounce back to the United States now again. The CDC is saying more than 100 people have gotten sick. Meningitis is going on. There's an official outbreak. And what's happened is 90 or so cases have been linked to this of this rare fungal meningitis have been linked to a steroid used to ease back pain. Oh, how many people have no idea that that's happened with them? That's scary. Meningitis and a fungal, rare fungal meningitis is something you don't want to come down with. Easily can be spread. They say 7 people have died from it. The outbreak happened in Florida and Indiana. If you're listening, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. Stay safe, my friends. We're kicking it to the other side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Very lovely of Michael Byrne to be so nice to let us invade his space here in Offaly. And Michael's a historian. There are so many Americans, Michael, that want to trace their history. What? First of all, how did you get into this business of looking into the family trees and going back through records?
Well, it was an outcrop or an outgrowth from the fact that we have a local history centre here in Tullamore, which looks after the family history for counties Leash and Offaly, which are two Midland counties. And the society was established in the late 1930s and reformed in the 1960s. In the 1970s, we found that people were calling and that they did not know where to get information on their ancestors. They would call to my house, for example, and we'd spend a nice afternoon. And but there wasn't a great quantity of material readily available. So we established this centre in the early 1990s, and we have here about 15,000 books and a substantial number of periodicals. And we'd have about 400 or 500 of these books devoted exclusively to family history records. We have indexed the parish registers of Leash and Offaly and the census returns and other electoral registers and so on, all important sources for family history. And we provide that service online to our membership of Roots Ireland, where there are about 20 million records available to help people with their Irish ancestors. In addition to that, we have a hard copy service, if you like, here in Tullamore, where Margaret White, whom you were talking to a moment ago, looks after people who write in. Not everybody's interested in using the internet or knows how, and for those people it's good that there is a backup service in hard copy format.
Do you find that there's a certain demographic of people that are drawn to trying to get the roots? In other words, are they older people, younger people, or just across the board there's a big interest in this now?
Well, there is a big interest, but I have to say that it's largely older people. Now, older is a movable feast these days, but it's probably people over 50s who have a little bit more time and have an appreciation of or other ways of maybe they want to know where they've come from. But they don't just want to know the names, they want to know the area they came from. Like, we've seen people come here who just wanted to photograph the fields near to where they were born. Not that they were able to pinpoint exactly the house that they came from, but to be able to say that they were in the district where they were from. So it's a very great thing to be able to connect people over time and over space.
In Tullamore, what would you say if you're tracing back your roots? Like, for example, in my case, Fitzgerald, and we know they're from here, and my great-great-great-great-grandfather came over. You know, I've heard all kinds of things, funny things. People say, some Irish folk have told me, well, you could be related to royalty, Fitzgerald, or your family could have been farmers. They could have been pig farmers. I imagine you get a lot of questions like that. And what are the majority of occupations? Is there different things across the board that would have, way back when, that you could say that there are certain things that perhaps the families did?
Well, you're definitely related to royalty, but it's a question of how far back. Nearly all of us are related to Edward I of England, for example. But then we're also related to the little toothless woman who was in Africa back millions of years ago. So coming back to the 19th century, you know, we are probably from farming stock. If you have ancestors in this area, and I believe you do, you're probably from farming stock, because don't forget, in the 1840s, when the population of this area was twice what it is now, most people were involved in farming. They were either owners of land, plots of land, or they were labourers. And of course, it was the labourers who found it difficult during the years of the Great Famine in the 1840s. And a lot of people started to leave the land at that time, either not by choice, they had to go and find employment elsewhere. Now, this county had a population of about 145,000 in the 1840s during the famine years. And, you know, by 1901, that was down by half. Now it's back up again to the same figure of 70-odd thousand compared with 150 years ago. So it's interesting to know, where did all the people go? And, you know, we're really only getting a handle on it now by examination of the parish registers, but they have to be combined with passenger lists, electoral registers, newspapers. It's a difficult job. And it's one where the DIY person can do a lot, but they will need the help of people who know the area and know the records. And we like to think that no matter what is available on the internet, you do still need to have the contact locally, the welcoming person who can put you in touch and explain the differences in townland names and parish names and give you a steer, if you like, to what you want to know.
Have you found that there is, somebody else told me this, and of course you would know this is what you do, but that it sometimes is hard to trace back because records were burned or lost.
Yes, that's true, but especially for Protestants or Church of Ireland people, in that some of their records were destroyed in the big Four Courts fire during the Civil War in Ireland in the 1920s. But that said, the parish registers of the Catholic Church survive by and large, but only back to about 1820s. I know it'll give or take 20 years on each side of that, but they are a good source. They're the most important source for most people tracing their ancestors. And they're a source that this centre and others like us in Ireland have indexed and made them available on Roots Ireland and by writing to the centres also or emailing them. And after that then, once you get that source, you're on the way. Like, you can check the 1901 and 1911 census in Ireland, or you can do the census checking if you've in the States or in Australia prior to that. But so they're key, and after that then everything else is icing on the cake if you can get good quality material from those sources.
Do you have a lot of people, I mean, I know we kind of wandered into your world today, but do you have a lot of people that want to come back, and you mentioned that, taking pictures of fields and whatnot, as they get closer and feel like they're connected, maybe they started the internet, then maybe they call over here, do you find that you have a lot of people traveling over here to see?
We do, but a lot of, I have to say, a lot of our customers are internet customers, but We do, and that's why we have this wonderful gathering next year to facilitate people in coming back here. Like right now, we have a lovely new visitor centre beside us, Tullamore Dew. You probably have heard of that whiskey. They've just opened a new centre here for visitors. And we have our own centre and library, and we have a new library in town. And we're improving our tourist facilities. We have nearly 200 beds in Tullamore. Now, all these hoteliers are looking for people to come to Ireland. And I'm sure that by emailing them, your listeners will get a very good deal on coming here. And it's nice to come to the country areas and not just the city, because you're getting to know what it was really like then. Yeah. So we say to, and I'm glad you got on the train this morning and came down to Tullamore. It may be a wet day outside, but you're making contact already here by calling in that you wouldn't have got through the internet.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's a lovely area. The people are wonderful, and coming in on the train from Dublin was nothing, as they say, a stone's throw, so it's pretty close and pretty convenient.
Yes, and it's only an hour, as the joke goes, from Dublin. But I do want to emphasize that I think that more people now are interested in a country holiday. And while they can run around Temple Bar in Dublin City or run around New York if they want to visit there, there's nothing to beat planning a rural holiday and getting to know the people in the area where you're staying, mm-hmm. to get the real feel of Ireland.
Tullamore, you mentioned Tullamore Dew, of course, the whiskey, and obviously there's castles surrounding this area too. I would have to assume that's a draw. But what else does Tullamore offer that maybe people don't know?
Well, we have a beautiful high cross. That's a 9th century structure at Durrow, which the state has just opened to the public in April. And it's a wonderful thing to see. And then, of course, we have the famous site at Clonmacnoise, which is a must. Ideally, if one could travel on a boat up to Shannon and to call off the call at Clonmacnoise, it's a great experience. But if not, of course, you can travel by car or bus. There are two major sites. Now, this area is famous for its monastic centres. And again, there's probably a case for more tour guides being available. And I don't see why we couldn't have guided facilities for groups who want to come here and really get them to see the county. Another famous place is Burr Castle. That's still lived in by the Ross family, who came from England to settle in Ireland in the 17th century. And their descendants still occupy that house. That's probably the finest large house in the county. Now, we also have Charleville Castle, which was owned by the Earls of Charleville, and it can be viewed by appointment. It's just a mile outside Tullamore here. So there's lots of different places, and more information is available on the internet, and it's getting so much easier now to plan your tour, to really make it worthwhile when you get here. And, of course, all these hotels are only mad to tell you about all these places and what's here.
Yeah. You know, in coming back, tracing routes and doing all that sort of thing, and you're talking about the gathering that's happening next year in 2013, and the idea is that people all over the world, not just Americans, can come back. And, you know, there's the old joke that isn't everybody a little bit Irish? Isn't it interesting that, don't you find it interesting that you'll have people that will claim they're Irish if they have just a wee bit? Do you find that?
Yes, well, even President Obama, you know, when you think about it, like, not all his ancestors came from Ireland. Only a very small branch of them came from Moneygall in South Offaly. And now if any of your listeners want to visit there, they can have a drink in the bar where he stopped off and see what went on the day. There's a lovely DVD available also of the Queen of England coming here and President Obama within a few days of each other. And his ancestry has been written up, and it's very interesting because there were small farmers in Ireland who then went out to the Midwest in the United States. They didn't go to the five lamps or something in New York. Instead of that, they went out Midwest. And it's a different experience for them. And the work that's been done on his ancestry shows what can be done for other families also.
Thank you so much for your delight, and I know we kind of ambushed you here, but thank you for taking the time.
So you're very welcome, and I hope to see lots of your listeners in Ireland next year.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Manning in the shotgun. He's back to pass, looking long. He's got Cruz, and he's going to have to. Touchdown, Victor Cruz, right corner of the end zone on Trevin Wade.
Under a third down, takes the snap, wins it quickly outright to Percy at the 15. He eludes one tackle, make it two, inside the five. Touchdown! You can't stop Percy Harvin. You can't stop him catching, returning kicks, or rushing. That's a 10-yard touchdown, and the Vikings are blowing out the tight.
Steps up in the pocket, throws, and it's wide open. Henderson, 10, 5, and there it is. He's done it. High tops and flat tops give way to low cuts and true cuts. Drew Brees passes Johnny United, throwing a touchdown in his 48th straight game. It is a 40-yard strike to Devery Henderson.
Henderson launches the ball, and this one's picked off Charles Tillman. He's going back the other way at the 25 of the 20. He's at the 15 of the 10. He's on his feet. He's going to score. Touchdown, Chicago.
Andrew Luck takes the snap, sets up Luck. He throws. Caught by
Peggy. Did he get it? Yes.
It
yes. Yes.
Out of the hold of Tim Massey. Down to one knee. Right hand mark. Here's the snap. Place it. Kick end over end to the upright. It's no good. He pulled it left. And the
four was Denver and New England. And New England won that 31-21. Nobody nailed the score. Bob said New England 28-14. Matt said New England 24-20. Dr. E in Kentucky said 24-20 New England. And then a couple other people picked New England, like Dale in Illinois. He said 30-14. But nobody nailed the score this time around. It's not in Missouri or in Illinois or Connecticut or any of those spots. And, of course, Dave in Vermont was our guy who nailed the score out of the gate. So Dave in Vermont, his prize package is waiting for him to be sent. The last few things have trickled in, so that's pretty exciting. And he hit it the first week out of the gate. What about those Minnesota Vikings? Who would have thunk that the Minnesota Vikings would be on the win streak that they're on? They just waffled Tennessee 30-7. Yeah. So the mothership, some people anyway, are pretty excited about what's going on with the Vikings. Matt, you're a Vikings fan. This has to be good for you to watch this. A crappy season for the Twins, and now you get the daily double right now
because not only did the Vikings win and we improved to 4-1, but the across the border rivals, the Packers, managed somehow to give away a 21-3 or 21-7 lead to the Indianapolis Colts and managed to lose. So
yeah, 30-27.
It's a daily double for the Vikings fans right now. So to all you Packer fans out there, that's how it was for us last year.
Yeah, that's a rough loss, boy, too. Like you say, you're blowing them out, and then you give that all back.
Oh, man, that was, it's deja vu for the Vikings last year. Because we, I think our first four games last year, we had leads in maybe three of the four going into the second half and managed to lose all of them. So I know what you're feeling out there, Packer fans, and plus my dad's a Packer fan, too, so it's always a good family ribbing that we can get into.
It's fun when it's like that. And so week five in the NFL, crazy. We've got the Monday Night Football game, but you heard the comment, I mean, you heard the play-by-play there, Drew Brees, a touchdown pass, 48 straight game, so that sets a huge mark. And, you know, the football now is settling into some patterns, but I don't think they're patterns that would have necessarily been predicted at the beginning of the year. New England in the AFC East, they're 3-2. The Jets somehow miraculously are 2-2 because they're not setting the world on fire either. Baltimore expected they are 4-1. Cincinnati's behind them 3-2. And I mean, Cleveland, forget it, they're toast, 0-5. If you go to the AFC South, Houston 4-0, perfect, looking good. And Indy, as Matt was saying there, with their win coming back and knocking off Green Bay, they pick up their second win, so they're 2-2. In the West, San Diego is 3-2, they're on top, and Denver's behind them 2-3. I don't know that I would have predicted Oakland to be in the spot they're in. Oakland is 1-3. In the East, in the NFC, Philly is just trying to give it away, I guess, because they lose to Pittsburgh, so they're 3-2. The Giants are 3-2. Dallas is 2-2, and Washington is 2-3. You heard Matt talk about the Vikings. We just mentioned them. They're 4-1 in the North, and tied with Chicago, they're 4-1. And then you go from there. Green Bay, what's happening with them in the South? Atlanta, 5-0, just perfect record. They are on fire is what they are. And then you have to go in that division. It's pathetic. Everybody has one win, Tampa, Carolina, and New Orleans. And then in the West, Arizona's 4-1, and San Francisco's 4-1. And, you know, it's, things are starting to kind of, like I said, shake out. But some of the things that are happening in the NFL for teams, you weren't predicted in any of the preseason mags, it isn't necessarily what we thought we would see in the first five games.
October is definitely contender, pretender, trend mirage month, where you have teams like Arizona, Minnesota, that no one really expected them to do that well, that are on top of the division.
But
and
where
it's
do they
this
go?
Month where it's like, okay, did they just get lucky for the first couple of games, or are they legitimate contenders? And then you have other teams like, you know, the Jets were expected to do well. They're not doing so hot. You have, who else? Green Bay not doing so well. Denver's another team that with Peyton Manning, and they went to the playoffs with Tim Tebow as their quarterback. They get Peyton Manning, you expect them to be doing well. They're only at 2-3. So this is the separation month where you find out kind of who's for real and who's kind of a faux pas.
Yeah, and you find out if you're for real with your fantasy football or your football pools either, or you're getting clobbered. Because that's the whole idea when you come out of the gate. You're hoping that you're going to be able to predict what's going to happen. But it's just like politics. There's so many similarities between sports and politics to me. It's unbelievable. The winners, the losers, my team, your team, who's on the offense, who's on the defense, who's throwing the deep ball, who is choking, who's fumbling. There's a million sports analogies that we could plop on top of politics, and this is the make it or break time, as Matt's saying, where you see the pretenders. In politics, this is it, too. Who are the pretenders and who are the real contenders? And is Mitt Romney a real contender? Does he have a real shot at becoming the next president? Or is it just going through the motions and it looks good, sounds like it could be good, but gosh, Obama has too many supporters that are there in the wings to catch him if he falls and stumbles in another debate, because the next one is October 16th. So there's a little bit of a break in between, and the following Tuesday is what we're talking about with Hostrom. We'll, go through the lead-up of that. Foreign affairs is basically the thrust of it, what the discussion is mostly going to be on. So does Romney come out again on top, or does Obama find his footing and come out much better than he did the first time around? The first time around, he seemed as though he was disinterested and did not want to be there. He did not want to be at those debates. It was almost kind of like, do I really have to do that? Do I really have to be there here and do this thing? And he did, and unfortunately, he didn't come out strong at all for him, unfortunately, because you would think that he would, but he absolutely didn't. All right, Harmony asks, Kate, did you go to a rugby game over there or anything like that? Great question. Trinity College, I got to see a little bit of rugby there. It's wild. It is a very cool sport. I've seen some rugby before, but they really play it. I mean, seriously, they're leaving that field all bloodied up and all scraped up and everything else, and they don't look any worse for the wear. It's crazy, I'm telling you.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, weird. You don't.
Duh. Winning.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.